Federal employee furloughs have become talk of the town. 2 weeks until sequestration budget cuts kick in, and still no sign of a thaw in the congressional impasse. But even if they resort to furloughs, federal agency managers have to apply them fairly. And you may have recourse if you think they don't. Joining us with more on federal workers' legal rights under furlough is lawyer John Mahoney, chairman of the Labor and Employment Practice Group at Tully Rinke. John, good morning.
Happy President's Day, Tom.
And to you, too. Yes, we're all both working hard here. So I guess let's get right to the core of this. What are employees' legal rights under furlough situations other than being ready to come back when they're called?
Well, unionized employees have the right to bargain over the impact and implementation of the furlough plan that'll start on March 1st. If a person's not a unionized employee, regardless of whether they are or not, they're going to get 30 days advance notice of the furloughs and an opportunity to respond to that notice before the furloughs are put into place. So we're looking at it probably right now of a timetable of about the end of April, you know, the 22nd or the 1st of May in terms of when the furloughs will actually kick in. And then once a person gets notice of an actual furlough, if the furlough is going to be 30 days or less, they can appeal to the Merit System Protection Board that has jurisdiction over furloughs. And if it's for 30 days or more, it'll be considered a reduction in force, and the reduction in force rules at the Merit System Protection Board will apply at that point.
So it sounds like, reading between the lines, even if you are furloughed or if you are a manager applying furloughs, you have to be very careful that it's not punitive for some other purpose that would be negotiated in another way.
Sure, yes.
Is that correct?
That's right. If the furloughs are not implemented fairly, if an employer or a group of employees believe that their group, regardless of what it is, whether it's their race, their gender, et cetera, if they feel like the furloughs are not being applied equally across the board, they can file an equal employment opportunity discrimination complaint. So Congress believes that these furloughs are going to save the government lots of money, but in reality, they can lead to a very expensive complaint and appeals process across the board for these hundreds of thousands of employees that may be impacted by furloughs.
So managers looking at their particular set of workforce people, their group, what should they be doing now to make sure that if they have to impose furloughs, that they are on good legal ground?
Well, they should be applying it to job series or grade levels as opposed to individual employees. So if there's a system where the agencies are going to furlough, you know, every GS-14 or every GS-13 or whatever, 12 and above, let's say, then that is probably going to be held to be legal. But if they're picking and choosing among, you know, certain grades or certain series, then they open themselves up to union grievances if the employees are unionized, or MSPB appeals, which can be costly and time-consuming if they're not unionized employees.
So it's probably a good idea not to send an email to someone saying, boy, this is our chance to finally get rid of old Henry there.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a bad idea.
So that could be discovered, I guess, later on.
It certainly can be. In the MSPB appeals process, the appellant, the employee, is entitled to full discovery rights of all the documentation and also to depose, interview the management officials who made the decisions.
Now, looking at the Merit Systems Protection Board, they've got an 11-page document on called Contingency Plan for Periods of Lapsed Appropriations, and it seems to apply government-wide. And it looks like it's not so easy to get furloughs permission in place in the first place.
It really isn't. I mean, this is something that has to be thought out well by the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management to determine how exactly they're going to implement these across-the-board furloughs. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of potential federal employees who may, at this point, you know, lose up to 20% of their pay for a 30-day period or longer. And this is going to have a really detrimental impact on the, you know, nation's private sector economy, because if you're talking about 3 million federal employees on furlough, let's say, for 20% of their pay, you know, their ability to pay their rent or to pay their mortgage, buy food for their kids, you know, this is going to have a major impact not only in the federal government but also in the private sector economy here, especially in the District, Maryland, Virginia area.
We're speaking to John Mahoney, chairman of the Labor and Employment Practice Group at the law firm Tully Rinke. And again, looking at this MSPB document, it says the executive director or designee, I guess they can designate people throughout the agencies. Just a couple little subparagraphs, but it seems huge. It says they have to authorize the director of financial and administrative management to prepare and provide to the appropriate supervisor furlough notices to non-essential employees and also signs notice to all employees indicating that all available funds have been exhausted and issues notice of general information on agency funding to all employees. That sounds like a lot of documentation, a lot of making sure that the plumbing delivers all this information to everybody possible. Seems like a huge task.
It really is. And, you know, that sort of envisions small furloughs or individual agency furloughs or reductions in force, RIFs as we call them. But we're talking about a government-wide furlough system at this point, you know, potentially kicking in on March 1st. And that's going to, you know, impact hundreds of thousands of federal employees. So logistically, it's going to be a nightmare, frankly, for all of the federal agencies to put together their plans to furlough people fairly and meet the congressional and presidential requirements that they do so effective March 1st if that deadline is not extended. So, you know, both Congress and the president are out of town today on President's Day, but I hope they get to work, you know, bright and early tomorrow morning to avoid this sequestration coming into effect on March 1st. Otherwise, we're going to have big problems for the federal government, and the contractor world is even worse off.
Well, that's another whole issue. But recently, the OMB, I guess as late as last week, they said they were still concluding union negotiations throughout the different agencies. Do you think the unions are working with the agency management on this, or do you think they're ready to pounce on something that they perceive as an unfair labor practice?
Well, I think they're going to try their best to sort of avoid unfairness in terms of how the furloughs are implemented. But, you know, furloughs are what we call in the labor world an inherent management right. So the unions cannot stop the government from instituting furloughs, especially given the fact that it's congressionally mandated. So all the unions can do really is to negotiate over the impact and the implementation of the furloughs so as to have the least impact on the, you know, the bargaining unit employees that they are the representative of. So it's not really an ability to stop it, but rather how do we implement it? How do we roll it out? You know, are we talking about 5 days a week these people are going to be furloughed, or one day a week, or is it every other pay, you know, period, or how is it going to work over the course of the rest of the fiscal year up till September 30th? So that's really how it's going to be dealt with by the unions. How are we going to implement this, and how is it going to have the least impact on our bargaining unit employees?
Would a good strategy for management to be to say to themselves, look, everybody's going to be equally affected by this, every employee, I guess that's kind of the spirit of sequestration, and then let people say, okay, which day do you want or which couple of days do you want? I mean, is that a workable solution?
Yeah, potentially it is. I mean, the goal is to try to roll this out in a way that has the least impact on federal employees. Now, I know speaking to a federal employee last night, she said that, you know, there are a number of federal employees, obviously those who have families, small children, spouses at home, et cetera, where it's going to have a much greater impact. You know, and I've seen, you know, some single and younger federal employees actually stepping up to the plate and volunteering to take more time off, more furloughed time off, so as to have a lesser impact on their married colleagues or their colleagues who have young children and families. So, but at this point in time, that's not allowed. It's not allowed for some employees to take on more of the furlough than others because of obviously the unfairness or the potential for unfairness. So right now it's going to be across the board if it kicks in on March 1st or thereafter. And the goal of the agencies is to try to minimize it as much as possible. But the reality is that under the sequestration rules, you know, the federal government is required to cut $85 billion in spending over the next 7 months in order to meet that sequestration requirement. So that's a lot of money for the federal government. And it looks like at this point it's going to be hard. The conventional wisdom is that there's little chance that a budget deal is going to be reached in time to avoid furloughs. So the federal employees of our listening area need to be prepared for potentially 20% pay cut over the next several months.
Now, the White House has said that certain activities, certain VA activities and DOD activities, will be exempt from sequestration. And so the law, I believe, gives the OMB the discretion as to whether to sequester funds that administratively support those programs, which means there might be units of work that are exempt from sequestration. Does that mean those people can be exempt from a generalized furlough also?
It's possible, yeah. Certainly essential federal employees, you know, doctors and nurses at VA medical centers, for example, or first responders for national security issues may be exempt from the furlough requirements. But even OMB is saying that essential federal employees would also potentially be hit by these furloughs. So it's going to potentially impact the federal community across the board, regardless of whether one is essential or not. Certainly, you know, if they're really essential, you know, if you're talking about, you know, people who take care of sick veterans or, you know, first responders in national security situations, they're going to try to have as little impact on those folks as possible. But OMB is saying that even essential employees are likely to be furloughed.
Well, if you're an a VA surgeon, for example, and I mean, not to take this to the absurd, but you could be doing surgery, but that means there could be no one there to run the autoclaves to clean up your instruments, so you might have to bring in a contractor to do that.
Well, you know,
or am I making up something weird?
Well, hopefully it's not going to reach that end. I mean, the reality is they'll probably, you know, if the furloughs are going to be, you know, every second Friday of the month or what have you until the end of the fiscal year, then they'll just avoid scheduling the surgeries, I would imagine, on that day.
So, yeah, so can you live with that appendix for the weekend?
Today, exactly. So, you know, I would really think that, you know, this is a situation where the president and Congress really need to lay down their arms, as they say, in terms of the political struggles that they've been going through, and really sit down and hammer out a deal that's gonna stick. I mean, we've kicked this can down the road so many times. You know, we were supposed to put this into effect on January 1st, and now it's going to be March 1st. Who knows what's going to happen ultimately? But you know, right now OMB is basically saying there's likely little chance that the White House and Congress are going to reach a deal before March 1st, and therefore the furloughs look like they're going to come into effect this time. And because employees have 30 days advance notice, you're looking probably in the April time frame for the furloughs to actually begin. So federal employees, sure, and I think most federal agencies are notifying their employees at this point that folks need to be prepared. They need to start saving money. Obviously, they're going to most likely experience a 20% pay cut during the furloughed period.
So. All right. As the Munchkin said, we've got to do it legally. John Mahoney is chairman of the Labor and Employment Practice Group at the law firm Tully Rinke. Thank you for joining us on this President's Day.
Thank you, Tom. Have a nice day.